The following episode of Welcome to Reddington is not part of our regularly scheduled podcast. Maybe it doesn't even take place in the Reddington you know, but when a pair of audio files show up in your finished episodes folder labeled for release on October 13th.mp3 and for release on October 27th.mp3 fully edited, you release them. This has been a message from your editors.
Been dreaming lately. It's been a recurring dream. A empty town that feels pretty familiar. Fog covered. Actually, is it fog? Because at the same time, snow falls, except it's gray and lighter, and it looks closer to ash. So is it smoke? In your dreams, a hooded figure walks the streets. They are searching for something in this empty town, and you are not sure what, but this dream has been ongoing, ever-present, haunting your waking days. So when you wake up, what is it that you do?
I mean, do we just wake up in bed like normal?
However you normally wake up.
Well, I mean, I'd be waking up in Isolde's house then.
Actually, no, Emily.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure.
Emily, you're waking up in bed after these dreams.
Oh, us real us?
Oh, wait, are we not our characters? We're our...
I feel like every time I wake up, I have a cat sitting on me. Or I end up kicking the other cat that I don't know is at the foot of the bed. And when there's more nightmares, I feel like that becomes more and more frequent, that I have a cat sitting on me to double check I'm okay while the other one inevitably gets kicked in some capacity. I flail. I'm sorry.
And waking after this dream, I'm probably Googling when the new Silent Hill game is coming out.
Fuck yeah.
If I'm waking up after this dream, I have instantly forgotten it. My real morning routine includes several things that I'm not going to put on radio, both due to their disgustingness and their existence within certain federal gray areas.
Understandable.
Yes.
The next thing I do is, get up, head towards the bathroom, wash my face. Brush my hair back from the night before and then tie it up. And then I'm going to walk out into the kitchen and change my dog's water.
I'm probably hitting my snooze button. And then instead of going back to sleep like a normal person, I do just open up Tumblr on my phone and scroll that until my alarm goes off again.
The real millennial way.
It is a mood.
Weird dreams are weird dreams. They happen. I don't know.
Now, if I'm waking up from a dream like that, first, it's a thing of sort of being awake very suddenly and reorienting myself by looking at the ceilings, going through the dream, because I do always remember my dreams, and double-checking and self-talking that, no, in fact, I'm in my bedroom. No, I'm not in a fog-ridden town. And no, there are no hooded people around. And then I generally sleep for as long as I let myself sleep again and hope that dream doesn't come back.
So yeah, as the five of you make your way through your morning routines, there's like this buzzing noise in the back of your head. You know that almost vertigo static noise you get when you listen to music just a little too loud. And it just kind of sits in your head and grows louder. And there's a point where everything just kind of shifts. And at one point, you walk through a door in your house, in your home, and you do not enter the next room. Everything just kind of fades black, fades into gray, and fades into you standing on a road in front of a sign. The five of you said, "See the sign."
What's the sign say?
Are we all together? Do we see each other? Or are we individually seeing this sign?
No, as you all fade in, you're all there seeing the sign, paint worn, bubbled up from heat, smeared in ash. You can make out the words, "Welcome to Reddington." Underneath that, the motto, "Such a dream you'll never want to leave." Population smeared over half of it in ash, the last digit, 5.
Oh no, that's us.
Do we recognize each other?
I mean, you're all in your bodies, and you've all seen yourselves enough in recordings to roughly know faces, but I mean.
Then I am tackling hugging anyone who will let me.
100%, yeah. Like, all right, this is fucked up, but also, like, this is kind of cool.
I feel like someone has to comment on just how, despite the massive energy, Algie is so short.
I'm 5'1". It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, I finally fucking got isekai'd. I've been waiting for this since I was 6 years old.
No, I would definitely accept a hug from Emily. And also, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, so I assume if we turn around, we don't see the old door frames, or...
It is a gray kind of abyss walking back.
Damn.
There's a road, and you can see that it stretches. You can see the woods on either side, like you would walking into Reddington. And then eventually it just kind of disappears into this fog, into this smoke.
I mean, look, I've been reading a lot of webtoons lately, and, like, first things first, we have to discover which version of the story we are in, and then be genre savvy as hell.
Oh, I was totally gonna just walk in with all y'all.
I mean, yes!
I feel like the fog and unfinished town might be my own fault. Like, is this just because I keep saying don't worry about it?
The good news is the new Silent Hill doesn't come out till 2024, so we've got time to get back.
So we'll be back in time for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Algie, did you say that you are looking for the genre?
I mean, looking around, I do feel like we are in the horror version of Reddington. Maybe the post-apocalyptic one? There's been, like, 3 of those, though, so...
Okay.
Sorry, Meg.
I mean, you're not wrong. At this point...
Yeah. Like, for the purposes of out of the fiction for a moment, I'm going to try to avoid spilling any actual secrets. But if this did actually happen, I would be spilling all of the secrets.
Well, just you can just start saying stuff if you want, and we'll bleep it in editing.
No, like, some of you are not allowed to know some of these things.
I want to touch the sign. I don't know if I'd be able to grasp stepping into... essentially a concept, a created fictional world.
I mean, it's a solid sign. You can feel the paint kind of cracking underneath your fingers. It probably feels a little bit older.
Okay. But not, like, hot or like any of this is new.
It doesn't actually feel hot. Nothing feels hot. It feels like a pretty normal October afternoon in New Hampshire. So probably
nice.
A little cold.
Beautiful trees.
So I need to, if I found myself in this situation, I need to, like, make physical contact with the ground. So I'm going to lie down on my back and just kind of close my eyes. because this is not I'm not advocating for or saying that this takes place at any points in time. But in Washington, D.C., thanks to City Initiative 81, ethnogenic plants and fungi are legal to gift from one 21-year-old adult to another, sometimes with the purchase of something else. So, like, let's say I bought a $75 art print, I could then obtain...
Yeah.
A certain amount of a controlled psilocybin substance.
Damn.
No, okay. This it feels real.
So
you
I need to double check something. So I'm gonna lie down with my eyes closed, and I'm not seeing, like, large, massive, 13 story tall, rotating golden scales. just like the massive coils of a serpent, so enormous I can't even bring it into my conception.
All of those would lean us more toward horror and away from post-apocalyptic, though, so would be helpful.
Yeah.
I don't see that, right?
Nothing that you normally wouldn't see when you close your eyes.
Right.
Regularly sober. Like you right. find yourself All in the morning.
It's just regular style.
Yes.
And I open my eyes and I'm still there.
Yes. In unfamiliar clothes.
So I'm going to just take deep calming breath and just like take this moment to accept where I am and kind of accept that this is going on before I start to take in and process any extra information. Mm-hmm. This information is enough right now.
Well, that's a great question. What are we wearing?
I was about to say, you said unfamiliar clothes and that.
For yourself, yes. For the characters you portray in a podcast, probably pretty familiar, pretty normal. Meg, you have your lovely green suit.
I'm keeping this when I get out.
I mean, Fen dresses not unlike me. except I would have been wearing my work clothes probably if it was a normal day, so I'm now wearing equivalent of my casual clothes.
Yep. Speaking of ML, can we get a fit check?
Yes!
I am wearing a lime green crop top that says "Girls Invented Punk Rock, Not England." a leather jacket missing the left sleeve. Some bright red tiger print jeggings, and big heavy black boots.
Solid.
Absolutely. Perfect.
I would definitely be looking for my cell phone at this point. Like, trying to call Alex to be like, hey, you're never going to fucking believe what's real.
I mean, that's going to be a little hard because you haven't heard from Alex in a few days, or Alice, actually.
I hear you right now.
Also, yeah.
Question. I definitely, if I notice that I'm dressed as Cece, which is probably a good thing, because mm-hmm. there's a very likely chance that I was not prepared to be outside the house. If I'm walking around my house.
Same.
Mood.
Exactly. And Cece wears much more practical clothing than I ever do. But therefore, my question would be, I would definitely be trying to turn myself into an animal just to see if, you know, like maybe. I mean, okay. There are weird doors and stuff. Can
Roll
I guess?
For weird.
Astounding.
I think I'd be going. It has to be real. I'd be going for a flirty. Ooh. 11.
I mean, yeah. It takes a second as you kind of like channel into yourself in this world and you feel your body morphing mm-hmm. and changing. And suddenly, giant green tiger there for a few moments. It doesn't last probably as long as an actual CC transformation does. But it is there. There's an Emily green tiger.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
Dear.
Oh my god.
I feel like, no, I as cool as that may sound, I think I'd be absolutely fucking terrified.
I probably would scream a little bit. And then, Emily, if you change back, I have a moment of just, oh, fuck, why did I design Fen the way I did? I want to do cool things. Fen can only talk to people. I can already do that.
Because y'all are taking forever to go into town, which is just what I want to do, I would just keep practicing. Turning into shit to see how long I could maintain a form. And also I'd be so excited because like my joints wouldn't be as bad in animal form.
No, you're an animal with bad joints.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
The tiger has bad joints.
No.
Alex, I do want to check two things. One, mm-hmm. Fen doesn't wear glasses. Am I wearing my glasses? Can I see good?
Actually, that's a great question.
I feel like if you would have to wear you would have your own glasses and everything. It's just unfamiliar clothes.
Thank God. Okay. And I do, the one difference between my casual clothes and Fen is that Fen is always wearing long sleeves. Mm-hmm. I do want to roll up my sleeve on my left arm and check for Fen's tattoo just to see.
You know, oh
my
sure, gosh. It's there.
okay, I have a tattoo now, and I designed it myself, so it looks real cool.
That's the easiest way I've ever heard of getting one of these.
I would be pissed if all my tattoos are gone. Oh, no.
I mean, does Wendy have tattoos?
No.
Why would Wendy have tattoos?
I mean, Meg, you would have your tattoos. It's just, you know, some character stuff carries over.
Okay.
So
okay.
My one carryover question is Charlie, part of his whole deal is a walking stick that would very much be like a two-hander by weight for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Can I carry that like a walking stick, or do I have to like lug it along?
A, you don't have like any items with you yet.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay.
But if your character can use it, you can use it. If it's with your character play sheet, it can happen.
I'm less concerned about pulling out my cell phone and finding Charlie's now.
Question then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presuming I don't have my backpack, but I'm presuming I don't have to worry about clothes ripping or having ripped. Okay, great.
Okay.
So our options are to go into the fog or into town.
Or into the woods.
I do feel, Meg, that if we go into the fog, we're just going to come back to Reddington.
Hold on. Wait, guys. Did anyone have a weird ringing in their ears before they walk through here?
I mean, I always have that, though.
Yeah, that's tinnitus. Really close to
okay.
A loud general background noise that sometimes becomes like bitey and painful in there. That's just like
I'm typically like two steps away from a migraine at all times. So
okay,
sorry.
Did anyone dream about Reddington last night? Probably Reddington.
It seemed more like Silent Hill, but looking around now, I'm starting to think it was Reddington.
Yeah, the fog and the, I mean that's not Reddington as it. That's not Reddington, but it is like this Reddington.
Okay, I at least pictured better foliage.
Yeah, if it's October, it should be much prettier here, and yet I cannot see any of the colors.
I mean, if you get close to the trees, that you can get like see the
fuck
colors.
That I'm not getting near trees. Are you kidding me?
Those things will eat you.
Oh, wait, is there something about the trees that we should know?
I don't think we should go into the
tree
woods
and
after
Fen
all.
Will eat you. Okay. Anyway, I'm
I did
so
not
sorry.
Make the trees secretly to eat people, but that doesn't mean that these won't.
I'm so sorry. You have algae here now, and I do just talk shit.
Okay. Did anyone see a hooded figure in their dreams?
Yes.
Okay. Does that tell us what genre we're in?
I mean, I definitely lean horror over apocalyptic, but they do collide a lot, and you're kind of folding in dark fantasy there.
Yeah, I mean, what is Reddington except for horror, urban fantasy, and then spoilers, but there's a couple versions of this that are a little bit destroyed.
And with all the smoke and ash, I'm getting like a real distinct dark towery vibe from the whole thing. So I think that we should lean towards like, I think we might get spooked here.
Yeah, we should. I mean, Emily, you're right. We should go into town and see if there's people. But everybody, I don't know, like everybody hold hands.
I mean, like, I've seen Jumanji. There's no way that this ends with us, like, and then they all stood still on the road for a few hours, and it just went away.
Yeah, like, we're going to get
we
more
might
clues
find
as
Robin
we go
Williams.
In and find.
Okay.
That would be pretty dope.
But, okay, who has, well, as we go in, who has a map in their head of Reddington? I am looking at LG. I am looking at Meg.
I mean, the problem with that is that there isn't really a map of Reddington.
I'm just thinking we all have, like, quote unquote, lived here. So we could at least decide where we're going, especially if, like, we have some basic, like, hold on, ML, do you have your thumbtacks?
Wait. Okay. Wait.
I'm going to check my, I'll check my pockets and see if
again,
I have...
you don't have any. Okay. Physical items with you yet.
Damn.
I'm not carrying a horror beyond imagination, no.
Okay, but in this case, this means that I'm Wendy, right? And if we know anything about Wendy is that she's fucking weird and just kind of appears, right?
Yeah, so but I wanna use my move. If you just go up here, are you gonna leave us behind?
Can
okay, you
hold
guys
our
right
hands
here. I wanna try
and you could
use...
try to transport us all.
I can't transport all of us. But hang on.
Just go ask the town council what's going on.
Fuck that. You don't want to talk
no,
to them.
No, don't talk to them.
Can I use angel wings to try to just go to, like, the Historical Preservation Society?
Sure.
Okay.
Because angel wings, it lets you appear as long as you know the location, correct?
Yes. And I'm not carrying anybody at the moment.
So, yeah, you do appear outside of the building of the Historical Preservation Society. You see the name etched into the glass on the doors.
So the building is standing. Yeah, I'm just going to kind of, I guess, can I roll investigate a mystery and just kind of look around town for?
Yeah.
Or like this one spot. I'm not really going to try to go too far.
I mean, go for
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
The rest of us will just be standing here at city limit.
I am trying to, let's all hold hands because I don't want any of us to get like lost in the fog.
Okay.
I okay, feel like this is a situation where the fog would just come here to us.
Sure.
Oh, right, I'm holding, like, Algie Fenn's hand and, like, desperately want to see if I could turn someone else into an animal.
That would fuck. I 100% give you permission to try to turn me into an animal.
May I? Can I roll
okay,
for it?
Yeah, sure. It's plus but it's going to act the same as, like, you CC moves normally would.
Yep.
I got a Ooh. 9.
Okay, do you have the questions?
Yeah. What happened here?
Reasonable I mean, first question.
Looking,
what do I see?
It looks like what you've always pictured the Historical Preservation Building to look like, Meg. Brick, I imagine, glass. The doors are locked. And it doesn't feel like the kind of locked that you can, like, jimmy a lock or, like, force it open. They are actually stuck. And when you look around at the movie theater, same sort of vibe. Though some of these nondescript buildings that you have created across the street or next door, when you approach them from a distance, they seem normal, physical, like fully dimensional. And when you get closer and like reach out to them, they kind of turn into more of a facade. A little flatter, almost like a scene on a stage.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pop back to the rest of the group where Emily is trying to turn LG into...
Yeah, I only got a 7.
Oh,
well.
Something goes wrong.
I'm sorry.
I've become a horrible half-animal creature.
Well, I mean, what I don't have the CC playbook, so what would go wrong when CC fails that move?
7's a mixed success.
Yeah, it's a mixed success. I mean, I might be able to, like there, because I was thinking a bird. Although I should ask you, Algie, like, what you'd want me to try to turn you into.
Bird does feel pretty cool. I could go bird.
So I feel like your arm might, for however long it's lasting for me, a minute, something like that, 30 seconds, your arm might turn into, like, a big old claw with the scaly whatnot. But yeah, like that would be it. I wouldn't be able to get much further than that. I'm gonna actually, I mean, is it okay if I say it out loud?
Hmm.
Do we care? Adam's the only one who doesn't know at this point.
Hey, it's whatever you want to share.
Adam knows.
This is that we are recording this and this is happening in real time, essentially.
I'll just say, Alice, that definitely if I were CC, the move doing it successfully or not, would alert Mommy Dearest. So
no.
If you want that, there you are. But I didn't know if you want that. So
no,
in that case, Emily could just fail.
Yeah. I will say in regards to stats for this, you all will have 5 of what's called loss instead of harm.
Hmm.
2 luck. And yes, you can take experience on fails like normal, but
is that
it's up to Meg over whether that carries over to
2 luck on top of the luck we
no,
already have.
No, just 2 luck.
Okay.
Just 2 luck.
Because
period.
It's a one shot, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Say it because I have more luck than that. All right.
Can't just
burn. And then you said
that.
5 loss.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm very sorry, LG.
I mean, you underestimate how badly I like my attachment to my physical body is not great. And this is kind of cool. As long as it doesn't hurt, I think it's really cool.
No, I don't think it hurts. Your arms just look like big old chicken legs or vulture legs.
I mean, cool.
Or owl legs for a while.
That's Algie's a kind of fucked up person. I think this is cool as shit.
Okay, then awesome.
Great for fighting, terrible for needing opposable thumbs.
I don't need thumbs right now. I'm just like, I'm probably like trying to like punch and scratch at shit to see how good they work in the claws and the like, the talons and shit. I'm like, hey, what's this do?
It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, you want to roll for tough?
Yes. Oh, God.
I'll give you a plus one with these new bird talons.
Excellent. So I already have one tough, so that is...
Oh, no.
I rolled a two, so that... four.
Oh, no.
I mean, considering...
Bad. I did bad.
If you four remaining have not started moving into the town yet, you probably, like, actually try and go after a tree. But it's also
oh,
a
no,
tree.
The tree's gonna get you.
It's gonna get me.
But it is a tree, so you like get some bark off of it, maybe. You shake loose like a yellow and orange leaf that fall to the ground.
My hands change back in the middle of me doing this, and I just kind of smack into the tree, and it's like, ah, my hands. I have a splinter.
I could take a look at it if you need me to.
Pull a
splinter out. That's wicked cool, but it looks like my magic's fairly erratic, guys, so...
Valid.
I mean, I don't have any, as far as I know about... Yeah, no, Fen doesn't do magic.
Well, yeah.
So I have a very specific set of skills. I'm becoming more comfortable because I'm starting to realize that essentially I'm just playing a video game as Wolverine.
Ah, my gosh, yes.
Oh, Yachty's so cool, you're right.
So, I'm not, like, I'm not super stressed about a lot of stuff, especially considering, like, I have a move that says that I make it through this.
What? No.
That's fair.
Damn.
That's fair.
Right. So, like... I can't die until either the mystery is concluded or I violate my own moral code.
Amazing. Damn, right.
Which is Johnny's moral code, probably.
Yes.
Which is fine because like I said, I'm playing a video game as Wolverine. I don't have to give a shit about my body. Like I have an in-game question, Alice.
Yes.
How much fire am I gaining per minute not having access to nicotine or nicotine sating products?
I mean, you're really craving Tiger Bomb now, but we're operating on Johnny logic for the playbook.
Sure. Right.
Yes.
Amazing.
I did have Tiger Bomb at home, but I don't think I have any now.
So, like, maybe you're craving your nicotine products, but not to the point where it is going to mess with
you. To benefit me in any way.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, like getting slapped around a little bit is actually a real problem for them. There's a lot of things that are like a real problem for anything else that's going on here. So I feel pretty good.
Amazing. I mean, Fen is useless. I feel like Algae is more useful than Fen in most situations.
Ooh, can Algae still lift up heavy things?
Can I still lift 80 pounds? Fen can't. I can.
There must be a log around somewhere that you can.
I need to lift up a heavy thing immediately, Alice.
Okay.
I've worked really hard for these muscles.
I will say, because it is you in your body, you are able to lift up heavy things. You just don't get that bonus to rolling tough.
Fair. That's fine. I just need to know that I can still lift things in my real human body.
Yes, you lift like a giant rock. Like you do every day.
Yeah, this is what I do at work.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys,
watch this. And I'm just going to kind of like blink out of existence and pop into existence like around the group.
Ah,
that's amazing. That's amazing. And I want that so bad. That's so cool.
All of this is going to be like super fucking useful.
I forgot that Wendy can kind of just go everywhere.
So like can we see like, is there a place that all this stuff is coming from? Meg, did you notice a hooded figure walking through the streets when you were flying around?
I didn't see anybody, but things are weird. Like,
for
I went
here?
To the historical... I mean, there's that. But I went to the Historical Preservation Society, and, like, it's there, but it so feels cool. like a set. Like, they were just in my brain. Maybe weird. That's all that's going on right now.
Did we already get picked up for a TV show? We got around the strike and everything?
Okay, but if that's the case...
Not a network production.
This is a fun benefit, and I just keep kind of, like, bouncing from tree to tree.
I mean, honestly, that, fair.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you guys can stay here if you want.
So,
but, I do feel like we gotta go into town.
Town is town. Like, is it as big as Redington?
I mean,
we
said considering
walk across it in like an hour. I don't.
As Meg says, it takes like 15 minutes to get anywhere in Redington,
which I don't know why anybody has a car.
Sometimes you need to haul stuff.
Well, that's actually the question: fair. Is what are some things that we should collect from our characters, basically, like. Adam, I don't know if there are things that you need or, like, I would honestly love to see the historical preservation. Like, I kind of want to be a tourist, but...
I mean, yeah. Look, just everybody hold hands and let's walk into town, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Although, Meg, if you're still teleporting around, probably don't hold hands.
No, that's fine. I'll come hold hands with you guys.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody gets separated or anything like that. And mm-hmm. You know,
it's like the Wizard of Oz.
We'll move together.
Yeah.
Cautiously.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I'm going to canonically walk backwards.
Oh my
keep
gosh.
An eye on our six.
Definitely canonically singing under my breath.
Nope, that's valid.
So what I'm hearing is Meg is turning to face God and walking backwards into hell.
Yes.
Wait. Yes.
That minstrel tweet.
Is Reddington hell?
It seems like it.
I've been assured we're not in purgatory.
Are you singing we're off to see the wizard?
That's not hell, then.
I'm singing we're off to see the wizard. I don't think we have the right
No, then I am singing with you. And
excellent.
And we need to skip.
Oh, dear God.
All right. Sorry, Listen, Meg, I know you're walking backwards.
Have fun
we're skipping
backwards.
So, yes, you know, two of you seem to be walking normally, two of you are skipping, and one of you is walking backwards as you daisy chain your hands together.
If I'm linked up with someone who starts skipping, I will feel compelled to skip.
If you want to hold one of our hands, you can skip with us.
Come
so that's
with
three
me.
Skipping.
Okay. So yeah, as you skip, walk backwards into town, it does get to be more populated by buildings, by cars and parking lots parked on the side of the road like normally.
We don't see any people?
No, there is a distinct lack of people, and there's the same artificiality, Meg, when you get closer to some buildings than others. Some seem to be real, seem to, like, actually exist on the ground. And then some seem to feel like a set piece. There are Halloween decorations about town. Probably a flyer or two for some party or event that is happening.
Is that weird sort
festival.
Of ashy, smoky snow still falling?
Yep.
Do you think this is related to that whole, like, pumpkin thing that I made? The Parks and Rec? Because there was a lot of fire in that one, wasn't there?
The scarecrow thing?
Yeah.
There was a lot of fire.
I mean, yeah, this like an AU where they do burn down the town? Except the buildings are still here.
True. You guys freaking burned down the town. I don't
know. And like the sign out front said population 5.
That's terrifying.
That's us. We're the population.
Like that's weird, right?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah, that's terrifying.
I mean, this isn't
No, this is helpful
to know. Like an isekai. We're not like pulled into the world of it. We're pulled into
the moment.
Yeah.
But that's helpful to know that like we're not like so if we go to Rips, we're not going to meet Isolde, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are it, and presumably Hooded Dream Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the Hooded Dream Guy?
Who doesn't live here? We know that now. If we're the five population.
Oh, good call. That's
fair.
Nice. Yeah.
We don't live here either, guys.
I mean, now we do.
We're cosplaying people who live here.
We're in the, we're welcome to the space. We're committed to the bit, and that means we live here now.
Exactly. So that's what theater is. Deeply committed to the bit.
If we're going to try going somewhere, my vote is still Rips because of Delilah's whole library thing.
Morgan's basement. Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't know the other places as well. So like Algie and Adam, I don't know if you want to make an argument.
And there's a door between Rips and Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
Handy.
Because Johnny's office is in both.
Yes.
Mm. Nice.
That is fair.
So it's not a terrible place to go because we can very easily get central very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Like, I know the news bulletin place or whatever, but I don't think it would be super helpful right now.
Okay.
And literally all that would help us at the pizzeria would be, I've got a big truck if we need to transport stuff or large numbers, and I technically have allies that, looking around town, I don't know if they exist. And also, having built the playbook, I don't know if they're helpful.
I was gonna say, no offense, but I'm not going into Sammy Sasquatch.
Oh, it's right fun.
Now. Oh, that's right. It's the like fucked up Chuck E. Cheese. I was gonna say pizza's always helpful, but animatronics are not.
If we need food, we can go find the Golden Pheasant.
Yeah. I know the Gilded Pheasant pretty well. Yeah.
Actually, that is a question. Do you feel like you need to eat certain foods?
Yeah, Alice, do I feel like I need to eat?
I mean, you're a little hungry, but is that algae or Finn?
Valid.
I don't think so. If I start turning into a tree, like, just...
We'll get you to the Golden Pheasant.
Feed me things.
Okay. I'll carry you to the Golden Pheasant.
Cool.
My other question is, like, would we want Johnny's van? Although, Adam, you say Charlie also has a vehicle. So, but regardless, let's be walking or skipping, although I don't think I could skip for 15 minutes, towards Rips.
I think we got here, and then we're off to see the wizard is only so long as a song.
Mm-hmm. It super is, yes.
Yeah, that van could be parked like anywhere. So I guess just like keep our eyes open while we move.
A little bit of a Knight Rider situation.
There's literally like, there's no rhyme or reason to where it could be left. There's no like, this is the place where that van always is. Like, if town has decided where that is, I have no fucking idea where that is.
All right. So we're off to Rips?
Yeah, let's go to Rips. Yeah.
We need to sing a new song. We're off to see Rips.
As the five of you walk through, probably this main road probably leads into Town Square with Town Hall framing it. The building itself does.
That fucked up statue here?
Yeah, the fucked up statue is here. Oh, with the clock for a face.
I forgot about that thing. Why do I let you guys build shit in my town? Why? Why?
Because it was required by the game that we were playing at the time.
Damn it, I forgot about that.
I'm going to be pointing out every maple version of the street that I can.
For all of us, Atlanta Central, it feels a little bit like peach, like notating the peach trees.
Maple Avenue, Maple Drive.
But yeah,
it's Maple Industrial Circle.
Yes. As you walk through town, it continues to be where some things look a little bit more real, like Town Hall being one of those buildings that definitely seems to be real.
Mm.
Do we see Town Hall before we see Rips? Because if there's a door between them.
Mm. Oh, that's a great call.
There's a door between everywhere.
Yeah, no, can we just go to Town Hall?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. Let's go to Town Hall then.
Okay. Like, I know there's shortcuts built into this town. Let's take one.
That's fair.
That's good.
You're not wrong.
Me gusta.
Is the door to Town Hall? Can we open it?
Do you try?
Yes.
Yes.
I always get so concerned if a GM asks me something simple like that. Confirm you're opening the door.
I'm gonna open the door. The door and be like, and then yank.
It opens like a door, Meg.
That's fine.
Normal doors. All right.
Is the power, like, okay, I'm gonna mess with the light switch. Mm-hmm. Is, like, the power working?
Yeah. Or... in here, okay. I mean, maybe it's a little bit more dimmer than it would be otherwise, but lights come on. Like, you see, like, the secretary's desk and everything, and the hallways leading off.
Somehow scarier when the lights are on and you can see things than when the lights are off and you can't.
I may regret turning on these lights.
I would like to try the acoustics of this big-ass room. Because I, Emily, sing.
Okay.
Hell
yeah. And if it's
a
big-ass room, I want to burst out some Puccini, my friends.
See, I can echo my voice around.
Yeah, I mean, it's good acoustics. It's a town hall, like, building, so it's pretty spacious.
I am so sorry. I've become completely unhelpful.
That's okay.
Join the club. We have to sing We're Off to See the Wizard again.
Oh, but I will sing it in an operatic way.
An entirely empty municipal building filled with opera music does lean into the haunting aesthetic, so
yeah.
No,
I would argue you're not helpful.
I mean, I could be, well, I guess, I mean, if you want, it could be, you know, I mean, if you want a haunty opera thing, it could be, like, let's see. Marilli mia bella, or something like that. You know.
Yeah, see, and then the nun jumps out and kills you.
No, see, but I was going to sing. I was going to sing Quando me ne fo, quando me va soletta per la via, which is just flirty. So, like.
Oh, okay, so you're flirting with the building.
I love it. That's...
And then the nun jumps out and kills you.
A hot nun.
So yeah, Emily, you are singing, but what's the other four of you doing?
Poking around, like, I am just touching things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, looking around, seeing if there's stuff. I mean, I know that we wanted to head towards Johnny's office, but like, if there's anything that appears useful. Or anything,
oh yeah, there's like, actually definitely something useful on the front desk. Meg,
a gun.
What? There is a white envelope addressed to Wendy.
Oh no, the one that was on my door this morning.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Immersive.
I yes. Love you people. I love that this is what happened.
Yeah, Alice, yeah. Kendall went and got biscuits and was like, did you know this was on your door?
Hold on, read it out. What does the envelope say?
It says, Wendy, CO, Reddington Town Council, Reddington, New Hampshire, 0307.
Yeah, the four digit zip code of Reddington. I forgot.
I need you to understand that this is how this looks.
Oh, that's super normal. Yeah.
This does not look like a Reddington Town Council letter.
I think they did a bad job typing it. Maybe the typewriter was bad.
It says, to our dearest Meg, Wendy, the three of which have been crossed out. Thank you so much for being the model for our newest community service group, the Reddington Obscure Reacted Name. As previously discussed, you and your team will report to Bent Clarton High School at 7 p.m. RST to work on restoration of the library after the explosion of, I can't tell if this says counter, another, or otter, bomb by a yet undiscovered duo.
It was supposed to say glitter.
Oh, glitter. I see glitter now. Okay.
It was also supposed to be 1 p.m. I'm not sure how the 7 appeared.
Oh, no. That would just be the fact that I can't fucking read it.
I mean, if it looks like 7, I'm not showing up till 7.
I thought for sure it said another bomb and we had to deal with a serial bomber in Reddington.
I mean, that too. What you wouldn't put past Chet and Lacey.
1 p.m. and glitter are both more obvious now that I know. And
I would immediately start thinking that some creature had read my dream journal. Like, are you telling me that I get to fight Ted Kaczynski as Johnny Lydon?
Best of luck. I can't tell if this is no Reddington Town Council, a yet undiscovered duo. Best of luck, the Reddington Town Council.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's horrific. Thank you.
Amazing.
Okay.
So our mission is a true horrifying nightmare. We have to clean glitter in these bodies.
At a school.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait, Wendy. Wendy has the ability to just make shit appear. Hold on.
Yeah, what move is that, Meg?
What I want when I want it.
Okay.
No, when I need it. So okay, I'm just going to kind of like...
Get a shot back.
Open her, like pull out her pockets from her and like mess around with her jacket. And then suddenly just have a broom. Be like, haha.
Mary Poppinsing it.
Nice.
Well, what time is it?
Right now it's 1:14 p.m.
Oh no, we're late.
Oh, we're late.
Oh no, we're late.
Yeah.
Actually, in England, it's 6:14, so it could be either 1 p.m. or 7 p.m.
I mean, this is Reddington standard time. I don't wear a watch. Fenn does not wear a watch. I don't know where we're getting time from.
Yeah, it's 1:14. We need
to boogie then, because Johnny is chronically late as a freedom for me, who is bound by
time.
Being preternaturally early to shit. So
yeah.
Let's get hopping over to that school, since that's literally the only clue that we've gotten so far.
I would love it if we had weapons first.
Is there a door from this building to the school?
No, if we want weapons, we should go to Delilah's library.
Yeah.
Well, actually, can you guys roll to investigate a mystery?
Damn it. Sure.
That's plus what?
I'm not rolling those dice again. They failed me last time.
Wait, investigate a mystery is plus what?
Sharp.
Thank you.
That is 8 plus, what's my sharp?
9.
That's a 6.
I mean, you guys can either ask questions or find your character's items.
What does Fenn have?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, the problem is that Cece doesn't do man-made weaponry.
I got a 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
Got a 6.
Okay.
The thing is, though, ML, I feel like at the very least, you can get your thumbtacks and everything that goes along with them.
Oh, no. With a fail, that's absolutely what I have to find.
Oh, no.
The thing I don't want to find is what I have to find. Not nothing. It has to be a punishment.
I was going to say, you're enjoying this so much.
I'm trying to remember what the I have a thing to open.
Well then when I look for it, immediately I don't find anything and they are just in my pocket.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like I reach into my pocket and I grab it and I pull it out and I go, well, that is deeply unsettling, which means that at some point in time good. This is going to be great. I wonder how, this is going to be interesting. Okay. Well, maybe let's not get me like super riled up until we need me to be super riled up. Maybe we'll just hope that things will stay a little bit, chill.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm going to find an item, I find Fenn's ring, which is their protective amulet. So per the rules of this game, this thing would prevent one, it gives you one armor. I don't know.
Ooh, so does this. I gesture to my green outfit. I'm like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's definitely gonna be some kind of monster at the gym, or the library, or wherever we're fucking at. There's a monster at the high school.
I mean, okay. So I got a 9. Does that mean that I would find something?
Yeah, you can either find your equipment that you normally have out for CC, or you can ask a question from the investigative mystery.
Oh, do you find all your equipment, or do you find just one piece of it? Okay, then I've got all Fenn's knife and shit, too.
So again, Cece doesn't really have equipment other than the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
which honestly would be helpful to find and have. I think I'd rather ask the question of, like, you know, is there sort of any, and I'd be happy to roll for this too, because Cece does have, where is it? Hunches, or tune in. I am concerned about this hooded thing.
Okay.
So I'd be interested to know if there's, like, yeah, any sort of whiff or sense of the hooded thing more than.
There is also some extra investigative mystery questions that would apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be what could fix the situation we're in. Slow the thing down. What is it susceptible to, or what is it? That second one, if that makes sense.
I think if you're technically, we'd call this hunches, exerting your senses out. There is, like, the nagging feeling, like, if you need to go to the high school, there is probably something at the high school you're being led to that can give you more information to fix it. Though there doesn't seem to be as much left here in the town hall.
I think I would turn to all y'all and just be like, yeah, so it seems like, again, some of Cece's magic in terms of intuiting things is working. So we're definitely going to need to go to the high school. It's not going to be great. I think we're actually done here in this location.
All right. Yeah. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
So, question for you.
Yes.
Alice. Would I know where Johnny's car is with angel wings? Could I just go to Johnny's car?
I mean, sure.
Okay. I want to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, I think because Wendy, I can find the van.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
And I can carry someone with me. So, ML, do you want to try this so we can find the van? And not have to traipse across town on foot? That just feels more dangerous.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. And then we can get everybody loaded up and get a move on in case we have to, like, play time-based scavenger hunt, you know? We're already behind, and not being on foot might be better.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, speeding up transport would kind of help negate the fact that four of us sat outside the city limits playing with our powers.
Hey, we're going to be glad that we know what powers we have.
So I rolled a 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab ML's hand and be like, okay, Johnny's van. And then disappear and reappear in Johnny. Like, I don't know. We'll say inside Johnny's van. Like, it's got to be a place. So we just kind of fall into the back seat. Okay. I really need Alex to stop creepy.
Just hanging out.
It's great.
I've played way too much Phasmophobia before this game.
It's just the shadow people. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah, well, then I'll clamber up out of the back and get into the driver's seat.
First, I actually need you guys to make a roll for me.
Oh, no.
Heard.
Okay.
This is going to be a plus cool roll. As you were trying to move scenes.
Damn it. All right. That is an 8.
Mine is also an 8.
It's only kind of cool. It's a star wide.
So, yeah. The two of you definitely get to Johnny's van. I don't think Johnny would necessarily park it inside of a corn maze, but, you know.
He said it could be anywhere.
Is it a burnt down corn maze?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a lot heavier smoke.
Oh no!
Here, as you look outside at the window to the van.
I think at this point I would be like trying to cover my mouth and like nose and mouth because if I am still me, that's gonna fuck me up. Just my own personal illnesses. I'm gonna be trying to cover and avoid smoke.
Yeah, I'll open up a garbage bag and pull out a couple of like weird bandanas.
Tell ya,
they're not too stained or anything like that.
It's okay. They're either Johnny stains or Cece stains. I feel like at this point, so I'm just gonna all right cover my face.
So we'll move up to the front seat. Turn the screwdriver and get the van going. And then I am going to test to see if this corn is corn and just start driving into it because I'm not going to fuck around with a maze today.
Especially in a car.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I did not actually put together a maze. For all I know, a Reddington maze you cannot actually get out of. So this is a good idea.
And also, it might be a really good idea to have a shortcut in a maze, at least to this point.
Yeah.
Although this is Reddington, let's be real. If we have to do this maze at some point, it's going to grow back.
You're not wrong. A Reddington maze
just leads you to the center.
That's a labyrinth.
Yeah, I guess.
Are we able to take this van back to the
Able to start driving through a corn maze.
Okay.
Can I have the other three of you make the same roll?
Oh no, I'm bad at cool.
What are we?
Oh god, just like life.
I'm okay. Unlike real life, I'm sort of cool.
Oh no. Yeah, I got a 5.
Oh no.
Got a 9?
CC has no cool, but I rolled a 9 because Yalch.
Because Emily is cool.
Okay, so
probably not true.
Algie, Emily, I will actually give the two of you a choice because you're not intentionally trying to get somewhere of either winding up in a bad situation prepared or in a good situation unprepared.
I mean, my inclination is to go for good situation unprepared.
Yeah, good situation unprepared helpful. Sounds
but that's not good like for a it, story.
I am always unprepared for everything. I'm just here talking shit.
Do you know
this
what?
Is what I've been same doing thing. The whole time, and it's all I would do in this actual situation is just say things, and they're not helpful things.
So your first instinct, Algie, would be for what, though?
Good situation unprepared.
Okay. So the two of you, it is suddenly a lot hotter.
No.
As you have ended up in a boiler room somewhere.
Oh, it's just like being at work.
Are we just like transported there? Or we've been poking around and
it's there's I think I mean, actually all out five... on
the sidewalk waiting for our ride, but
well as this would be happening as you leave the town hall building. Got there it. Is this cut there's like this sudden like ripping, cutting noise and went through one door out into this boiler room. You see probably a few boxes like stamped with property of Bent Clarton High School.
Oh, we're in the high school.
I mean, that's where we were supposed to go.
We're in the high school, LG.
That is where we were supposed to go.
Yeah, no, Reddington brought us here right away.
Yeah, I, well.
Well, let's look at the boxes, huh?
On time would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I am immediately shedding. Fen wears multiple layers of clothing. I'm immediately, like, taking off their extra shirt and tying it around my waist because, no.
Yeah, no, my but, my flannel's also around my waist now, too, but
yeah,
no more than that,
yeah,
I don't think.
Just, I mean, I love boxes. Boxes is what I do.
Let's open some boxes.
There's boxes, and I've got Fen's knife. I'm opening boxes.
Yeah,
I mean, cutting open the tape and opening them up. What's in there?
Some of these boxes are, quite honestly, just empty.
It's okay. I love empty boxes.
They have nothing in them, even though it felt like there was heft to them.
Boxes get heavy. Mm. It's fine.
Some boxes, mm-hmm. It's just old textbooks. When you flip through them, they are empty. Like, just blank.
We're kind of in, like, a prop room.
The educational system in Reddington is just a disaster. Children have empty textbooks.
This is what happens when, so, you know, you let Florida make legislation about history.
We are in New Hampshire. I don't know what goes on in New Hampshire. This might
New
be
Hampshire
older.
Would not be this
it is,
bad.
It is one of the redder of the New England states.
It is, but no.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And since No Child Left Behind, really all schools look like this.
It was the only place I ever saw Tulsi Gabbard signage.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, if all we're finding is blank textbooks in empty boxes, I'm going to take one of the smaller boxes. I'm going to throw a couple of textbooks in there because you never know when you need something heavy to hit somebody with.
Oh, or to burn.
Okay.
Or burn.
Actually, is there anything around here to, like, make a torch?
No.
There's no, like, matches or fire equipment or flashlights or...
You are in a good situation unprepared, so...
That's fair. I do have all Fen's equipment, though. Emily, would you prefer a knife or a spear?
How big is your knife? Like, what does it look like?
It's like a big old butterfly knife.
And you've got a spear?
Yeah, it's a fishing spear. I thought it'd be fun to give Fen these items.
Yeah, could I use it sort of quarterstaffy?
Yeah, probably.
Then I will take your spear if you're offering a spear.
Yeah, go for it. Because you don't have any items.
No. All I have is teeth for 30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. No, by all means.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to just drop in the chat what I determined with Meg, and this never became plot relevant, what I determined with Meg that was the kind of spear that Fen had is a Filipino fishing spear.
It hasn't become relevant.
Yes. Until now.
No, it did. It did just come up in the last episode.
It did come up a little bit. I don't think I ever used it for anything, but it did up a little bit.
I actually would feel comfortable wielding this more than I would a butterfly knife. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Woohoo!
So we have a knife, a spear. I assume I've got Fen's bag, which just has their general stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some food from Nihilus, too.
A protective amulet and a box with some empty books in it. Shall we go out? Is there a door? Is there a door? All right, let's go out the door.
Absolutely. Hold on, pause.
Now we're semi-prepared.
Do we have any way of letting people know where we are?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I don't have Fen's cell phone in their bag.
Mm-mm.
Aww.
Well, I mean, you might have one of Fen's cell phones. The question is, do you have any of these numbers?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, Fen has Wendy's number canonically.
No, I mean, would your cell phone, could you download Discord?
I don't know. Do I have any reception? Did I fail my cell phone roll? We have a cell phone roll.
We do have cell phone rolls.
We do have cell phone rolls, yes.
Which get worse when you use luck, which we technically haven't, in spite of Fen's disastrous luck situation.
But you still only have 2 luck.
I do only have 2 luck. I mean, if I pull out Fen's cell phone, should I make a cell phone roll to see if I have reception and phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What rule did we make? Let me find that.
I have to now go find the grimoire.
It's a regular roll plus half of your luck left. The luck points you have left. So if you have
two,
then that's half 5. So take plus 2.
All right. Well, that was 6.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5 and I have 2 luck.
You have a cell phone.
I have a cell phone. I have it. I can't.
You're not getting like a service signal. It's like there's no service like existing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we should absolutely look around, but we should be freaking cautious because we got done teleported here.
We did. Which actually for Reddington, relatively normal, but yeah. I mean, if we're all supposed to be at Bint Clarton, I'm going to assume that our friends are going to be here soon.
The town will get us here. Yeah. Cool. Let's carefully explore like we're in Buffy.
Okay,
things
moving back. Adam.
I'm hopeful that I didn't go anywhere and that I didn't go somewhere bad.
Unfortunately, you have ended up in the cornfield.
Oh,
the Bint Clarton cornfield
we just left?
I was about to say I see taillights in the distance.
No. That's so funny.
Yes, you've ended up in the cornfield and you hear noises moving around in the stalks.
I don't love that. Do I see anything in particular around me, or is it just corn?
It's corn, it's smoke. I mean, off in a distance, you do see, maybe it looks like a slightly darker patch in the smoke.
I mean, I guess I'm headed that direction. I just sort of thinking above table here, I don't see any, like, car tracks.
No.
Okay, so, well, that would have been... Ooh. Yeah, I guess I'm headed toward the slightly darker smoke on the horizon and hoping I don't have to fight anything that can't take a rebar club to the face.
Yeah, can you make her act under pressure roll for me?
Oh, crap. Okay, I rolled better that time. That's also cool, isn't it? Yeah, it is. That's a 7.
Okay, with act under pressure, I get to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. So actually, I'm going to introduce a fun little role, a fun little move I made exactly for this situation you have found yourself in called method acting.
Oh.
I actually need you to roll a plus cool for me again.
Oh, God.
I wish I could give you, like, bardic inspiration or something.
Oh, no. That's a 4.
Oh, my God.
I have a -1 to cool.
Oh. I mean, so that still would have only so been a 5.
I know.
I mean, Charlie, you found yourself in this cornfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlie.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Dad,
I'm a daggum hillbilly, but I'm less worried about using my powers and how that's going to feel for me.
Are you becoming corn?
Well,
I mean,
well,
what would Charlie's instinct be in this situation?
I mean,
as you are overtaken by your character.
I guess sort of same deal. If the only sort of sign of anything different is the darker smoke out on the horizon, I guess I'm going to walk along more that way, although now my gait's a little bit more like Goofy the dog.
Okay.
I have a much more positive outlook, though, so that's good.
So yeah, Charlie, as you start to walk closer, the shadow does get bigger, the shape of a van bigger.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
As headlights do start to form.
If it's Charlie! Oh no, I know how Charlie's gonna react!
Fucking do it!
Charlie's just gonna stop! Like, stock still.
In the road?
I'm not in the road, I'm in the cornfield!
Oh, right. Yeah, ML.
Lurking in the corn.
So I can go ahead and tell you, at some point in the near future, through the cornfield, you're gonna come upon a Charlie statue directly in your path.
Well, it looks like Adam to everyone else, though.
Okay, amazing. So it's an Adam statue dressed as Charlie.
Okay, wicked cool.
Right, so once I see that, I gotta hit the brakes fairly quickly. We're gonna stop here and be like, okay, here's the question. Is that Adam, or are there statues of us in the weird cornfield?
That's a good question, because I don't think Adam has any transportation abilities, but I'm gonna be honest, I don't know everybody's moves that well.
Right. I'm kind of worried about a doppelganger situation here too.
That's valid. That is something I would do, damn it.
Why don't you get behind the wheel and I'm gonna get out and check out what the statue's deal is.
Cool. Okay.
If it looks like I can't deal with whatever's happening to me, just hit us both with the van.
Okay. I can do that. Okay.
Okay. So I will get out and approach.
And I will crawl over into the driver's seat and just kind of like peek over and be like, oh no, oh no. Okay. I can drive a truck. I can drive a car.
So yeah, ML, you get out of the van. Charlie, you see someone get out of a van.
I'm assuming I couldn't hear them talking in the van.
Unless I'm gonna hear from inside of a van.
Nah, that would have been way too easy.
Sidebar.
Yeah, respect the sidebar.
To inspection, I am a statue.
What? Wow.
Okay, I'm gonna touch the statue. I'm gonna walk all around it. If it remains appearing stone, I'm just gonna shout back to Meg in the van. I'm gonna go, Meg, I think it's just a statue. Like, maybe there's other like statues of the rest of us in this maze, and we're just like cheating. But yeah, it's just a statue.
Okay. Should we bring it?
I mean, I can try to pick it up. Yeah.
I don't know, just like, it's weird that there's a statue, right? Like, that's weird.
Wait, why is there a second Wendy?
What? Adam, what?
I just me out here. You must be Wendy's Junior. Charlie E. Benedict, owner and proprietor of Sammy Sasquatch's Pizza Paradise and Prize Emporium. Locally owned and operated.
Oh no, and she starts like snapping. Adam.
I woke up out in this cornfield. Then y'all almost hit me with your car and I was worried that there's trouble. So I sort of possumed up.
Okay. Well, we're gonna be heading back into town to get out of this cornfield. Would you like a ride?
That sounds great.
Okay.
All right, climb on in.
Adam, you kind of feel like a fog feeling in your head is lifted and you're not quite sure just what came over you. But you
now
definitely
that I'm
weren't
in the van.
What are they, Adam, again?
Just as you're moving, like it's like a fog has been lifted. You're not.
I'm me again.
The last few minutes okay. feels fuzzy. Like you are in a back seat to whatever
Don't worry, Charlie. We're gonna get you back into town. And I don't know why you're in the middle of the cornfield.
I'm not Charlie. I'm just dressed like Charlie.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam.
Meg.
Not Charlie.
No. Adam. Not Wendy.
ML, that was... They said Charlie, right?
Yeah, that was weird. That did
okay.
happen.
Okay. I'm going to be, like, putting my head to your forehead and, like, making sure you're breathing and, like, that you feel human and, like, skin and stuff.
A little forward, but it's a weird day we're having, so, yeah.
A little specious, too, that you feel human.
Didn't we leave you at the town hall?
Yes. And then we were going outside to wait on y'all to pick us up. And then I had a dream about, I think, being Charlie in a cornfield. And now I'm waking up in a cornfield, so I'm thinking it maybe wasn't a dream.
I don't think so, but I think that we are all at risk of maybe losing ourselves here. I don't want to be Wendy. I don't want to be Wendy. That bitch has a lot of stuff going on inside. Let's go pick up the other ones, I guess.
I could do worse than turning into Charlie.
I can't tell which thing would be more useful or useless to us, is having me or Johnny. I mean, let's keep pushing our way through the corn. You've only seen yourself out here, right, Adam?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I didn't see myself, but that feels like a thing that Charlie would get hung up on more than me.
Okay.
Is first person view.
Sure. All right. Well, I guess we can keep moving. I don't want to like scour this area looking to make sure that nobody else is out here, but well, why don't we just give a quick shout real quick? So I'm going to peek my head out the window of the van and I'm just going to scream, hey, if anybody else can like hear our voice and needs a ride, give me a shout and we'll wait. Otherwise, we're going to pull out in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, sure. After a few moments, there's this kind of muffled, unintelligible kind of shout from the distance. It sounds like it could be familiar, like someone, you know, off in the distance, but you can't quite.
If it doesn't sound like opera, don't go towards it.
Wait, I have an idea.
Show tunes.
I have an idea. Give me 1 minute. And then I'm going to just think of Algy and Emily and try to find them.
Okay.
And see if I pop up in a cornfield.
Yeah. When...
I was about to say a cornfield, which is a very different
very different kind of thing. I don't think they have those in Reddington.
That is for Reddington After Dark, excuse you.
No.
But yeah, but as you go to do that, Meg, you do, like, ML, you hear this, like, it sounds vaguely familiar off in the distance. It's that kind of distance that muffles words. But you hear something and you start to hear movement like in the cornfield as Meg pops out again and into a stairwell.
Oh, okay. Well, this is not outside of...
It's Algae and Emily, at least.
Okay. Well, okay. Where are you guys? What are you guys doing? We're supposed to be town hall.
We opened the door to Bent Clarton High School's boiler room.
Oh.
And we've been walking around.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Okay. So you guys, this is the high school? Okay.
Well, all the boxes said Bent Clarton on them, so I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sometimes boxes wind up places that are not the places that they have written on them.
That is so valid.
This is called shipping, and I work in that.
We are also walking through a stairwell. I mean, does this feel like a high
school? It's very like that.
High school didn't have stairs. I don't know.
Okay. I've worked in multiple high schools. If it feels like a high school.
Yeah, but you're coming upstairs from a boiler room. It's got like that painted brick, like taupe inside.
Okay. Well, I'll be back with the other in a few minutes. Don't do anything stupid.
You know what? We're going to stand right here in this stairwell.
That seems like a bad idea, but okay.
That's a terrible idea.
Let's get to the top of the stairwell and then we'll stand there.
There we go.
I want to pop out and pop back into Johnny's van.
Okay. Algae, Emily, can you roll to read a bad situation for me?
I'm so sorry.
As Meg posts,
which is plus anything?
Yes, it's plus sharp.
Okay.
It's one of the question ones.
That was a 5. I can't reach 7. It. I'm too busy. I'm too busy thinking about where I went to high school.
Yeah, on a 7, you can hold 1. Do you have the questions or do you need them?
I always need the questions. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. It's what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? And what's the best way to protect the victims?
I mean,
are there any dangers?
They're going to be pulling up in a van. So the danger is the one, yes. But yeah, we can figure out how to get out. Yeah, are there any dangers we haven't? I mean,
there's a stairwell and one door. I think.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest threat then. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I'm going for. Like, again, sort of with the sensey, CC thing.
CC vibes.
What boogeyman is around the corner?
Sure. Emily, I think Algie's a little distracted, but you do hear walking outside in one of the hallways.
Hmm.
Followed by an actual scream.
Algae doesn't hear the scream?
Well, the scream, maybe.
Male or female?
Hard to tell with screaming, honestly.
Yeah. It is a higher-pitched screaming, but that doesn't mean anything.
A child.
Could
be a child.
Can I ask, does it sound... Yeah, does it sound like... Because there's screaming for joy, there's excited
it
screaming.
It sounds
there's
like fear.
I'm in pain. Okay. Can we tell what direction it's coming from?
It's definitely somewhere outside of the stairwell doors.
Okay, maybe we should not go out there.
Oh, really? Okay. Can I turn into a fly for 30 seconds and like fly up under the door, see if I see anything come back?
Sure, you can roll for it.
Yeah, okay, that's plus weird.
Weird.
Ooh. 7.
I mean, it's not going to quite be a long time. You're probably going to get closer to the 30 seconds than the minute.
Yeah. No, it should be fine. In which case, if I could get up close to the door, I just want to go out, be a fly, see if I see anything, and then come back. I don't know if I get, if I'm able to come back. That's how sometimes we've done a mixed result.
I think you'll be able to come back. But you don't get like a lot of sight. You get to see like the tail end of maybe someone's black jacket, cloak, something disappearing around a corner.
Does it feel sort of hoodie?
I mean, maybe. You can't quite tell.
Mm-hmm.
There is something definitely laying on the ground, though.
Oh. Something or someone?
Something.
Something. Okay. Great. With my sort of fractured fly sight, it's not terribly helpful, but, come back and just be like, okay, did you, right. So kind of what I got, there's something on the ground. There's a black something that just left. Presumably that's maybe what was screaming or the thing that's on the ground, but the black thing was disappearing.
I mean, I, Liz, I haven't watched a lot of horror movies, but I think somebody just got by the killer monster thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking I think the killer that might monster be a dead thing body? Is gone, so we could maybe sneak out.
I mean, it's gone for now.
I mean, we cannot just stay in a stairwell forever. Do you want to stay in a stairwell forever?
Meg's coming back.
Okay. Okay, we can be safe and we can sit here. Do you want to be safe and sit here? We can sit. We can do that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. You know what?
I mean, this was all fun and games for a while. We were like looking at basically the sets of Reddington, and now there is a serial killer monster.
I don't know if it's a person what is dead, or like
there was a scream. Okay, we can look. We can look outside. We can look outside.
We'll look outside. Look, I'm gonna open the door with my pointy spear that you lent me. Okay.
That's true. I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. We're gonna go. You know, point first. And as we're opening the door, are we seeing a black hooded thing that I'm going to spear right into?
No, it disappeared down the corner of a neighboring hall.
Is there a dead body on the floor?
No. If you
What's
guys,
on the floor?
Yeah, if you guys go and look, there's a pair of rounded glasses laying there, a little chain attached to them.
Yeah, flies don't have great vision for human shit.
All right, so not a dead body. That's good.
Wait, hold on. Is this a disguise? Does anyone wear glasses? You and I are wearing glasses.
I mean, like, I know, like, basically the whole cast wears glasses, but, like, which of our characters do?
Hold on. Is it just glasses on the floor? What else is there?
Well, yeah, because there's glasses with, like, a little chain attached to them.
Mm-hmm. I suggest we pick it up and take it with. You've got a bag? Okay. I don't.
Y'all are getting so
haunted. All right, I'll put I always feel really bad putting glasses into my bag because they are going to get so scratched up. But, like, the other option is just carry them.
I mean, they're already a little scratched, actually, to be honest.
Like, no, in that case, if they're going to get scratched, I've got cargo pants and they could go in one of my cargo pockets because there's not going to be anything particularly in there. I'll put them in my cargo pockets. Okay. So we're going to be quiet. You are smaller than me, so you can be behind me. And we will go forward. What we're going to try to do is find the main door to the high school because that's where the van's going to pull up. Okay?
I do feel better now that there's not a dead body here.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. You hold on to me. Yeah,
like,
no, actually, stop. Mm-hmm. Algy, I'm going to give you a little hug.
Okay.
We're going to be okay because we're the heroes of Reddington. Like, nothing can happen to us. We're going to be fine. All right?
I've made Fenn such a bad person, though.
Yeah, but you're not Fenn right now, so, like,
that's
you're okay.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Okay.
You hang on to, like, my shirt that's around my waist. I'm going to walk forward with the spear. We're going to find the front doors. Does that sound fair?
All right. Cool.
Can you see anything? And I will just hit it with a stick. Okay?
Yep. And I'm going to, like, okay, so, like, you're facing forward, and I'm going to, like, not quite turn all the way backwards, but, like, turn a little bit so I can watch behind us.
Yeah.
Just and in you, case just, the whatever you just was here comes back.
Yeah, and you just you can walk backwards holding on to the flannel that's wrapped around my waist, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. We are trying to find the front doors.
Sure. Right. First, we're going to bounce back to the corn maze, though, Meg.
Oh, no. Yes?
Yeah, you bounce back into Johnny's car.
Oh, okay. I thought it'd bounce back into the corn maze. I got a little concerned.
Well, the car is still in the corn maze.
Valid. Okay. So they think they're in the high school. They are also still not at the town hall. So maybe that's not a place we should be going back to. But yeah, no, they're staring in a terrifying staircase at the high school. I think they said something about a boiler room.
That's weird because I heard something out in the corn maze. Like, I hollered to see if there was anybody who was stuck out here, and something hollered back, and I heard some movement. I haven't heard it for a while.
Oh, no, you've been hearing it grow closer, ML.
No.
Oh, well, so, like, somebody was coming to get picked up. Do we want to see what it is, or do we want to, like, keep moving?
I mean, if...
Population 5.
Yeah, looking back at the population, I don't think it's going to be anybody we want to meet.
Right, but maybe it might be somebody that we want to rough up to get some answers.
In fact,
Yes. Sounds like it's gaining on us either way.
Yeah, I mean, the noise that you're hearing, like, you did hear, like, another shout. It still sounds, like, at the same distance as this movement grows closer. And I think about this point, ML, you see, like, spindly black, like, opening up the cornfield, these jagged masses. It looks like a rolling cloud, a rolling shadow in the form of, looks like a scarecrow?
Solid.
Oh no, it's the Slenderman. Hit it!
No, this is distinctly scarecrow shaped. Actually, there's a few of them.
So Slenderman, though.
As they start to, like, pull themselves out of the cornfield, almost like they are gaining mass as they pull into your sight line.
Are we all still in a car, in a van that's just moving? And
well,
not
I don't know if it's moving
yet.
We hadn't started moving, okay. But now that we've seen this, I'll start moving. It's like,
that's fair.
I mean, I'm not going to ask these motherfuckers for directions or some shit like that.
Of course. Though, ML, if you
can. So I'm
going to
move as quickly as corn allows.
As you do this, though, could you make a method acting roll for me?
Oh no.
What is that?
Method acting is plus cool.
You chose that because none of us have cool, is that right?
No.
That's why we had to give our stats.
Actually, no, I just needed your stats.
I so love this.
All right. That is a 7.
It's not quite like Johnny Lydon has overtaken you, but it's like there's a whisper in the back of your head. It's just like, God, you want to mow these fuckers down, don't you?
Johnny Lydon is your intrusive thoughts.
I am channeling the intrusion to, like, they're behind us. They might be in front of us too. And just keep trying to pound the way through the corn to keep us moving in a positive direction. Like, use intrusions for good. Use intrusions for good.
Yeah. It's, you can definitely tell it's not quite you wanting this action to happen, but it does fade away a lot faster than Charlie did.
Fair.
Charlie's a nice warm blanket.
I'm not sure if the two other people in the van kind of pick up on this, but
I am assuming I'm more concerned about the scarecrows amassing behind us at that point.
I think at this point I would just be like, hands like splayed, but like eyes closed. Like, nope, not dealing with this. Scarecrows and a car? Absolutely fucking not. Nope, none of this is anything that I want.
Do I see them still continue to coalesce and pursue in my
In your rear view, like, eventually they do fade into the fog. You do see every so often, like, when attempting to, like, form in your path, there is a slight, because you are driving your van, heft to them as they kind of make impact, but they do kind of dissipate into fog, into fading, into mist.
Okay. So it feels like going through something, but eventually that something isn't.
Yeah. There's not like the weight of a body hitting your car.
Yeah. I'm going to maintain the speed that we're at, because it seems like that is enough to keep them from, like, directly gaining on us, and to hit them hard enough to, like, not let them become, and continue driving for as long as there continues to be, like, corn and stuff in front of us until we can figure out, like, where in the town we are so we can head to where we're supposed to be.
Okay, yeah. Can you make a sharp roll for me?
Absolutely. 7 + 0 = 7.
Yeah, I think eventually, ML, you notice that it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere based on where the sun's position is at in the sky and the what little you can see over the corn maze. And it feels a little bit like you're just kind of looping yourself.
I don't know about y'all, but this is starting to feel like an eternal corn maze.
Yeah, Meg, how big is this corn maze supposed to be?
I don't that requires me to put things down on paper. We're going to have to make the dangerous decision, aren't we?
Adam motions around them and says, this is what happens when you don't put things on paper.
Okay, I'm going to roll angel wings and try to get us out of this van and to Algie and Emily, all three
okay.
of us.
Okay, this moving van, got it.
All right.
Get ready for that luck point.
Yep, right?
Charlie lands right back where he started in the cornfield as Charlie. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to take the luck point on that one.
Okay.
It's an 8, but I don't want to lose anybody.
Okay, yeah. Meg, can you also mark one loss for me?
Sure.
And you feel a little odd taking this luck point. You know, things happen when you use luck points in this world. Maybe not exactly to your playbook, but you just feel a little off, like you're not quite like yourself. But yeah, you're able to drag both ML and Adam with you, and you are in Bent Clarton High School. Johnny's van is tumbling through a corn maze somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Until it eventually slows to idle speed.
Yep. Yeah, no. Are you guys still in the stairwell?
Oh, no, we're trying to find the front door.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, no, we'll just kind of all fall into the hallway behind you guys.
But okay, good, because otherwise I might accidentally spear someone.
Yeah. No, that's
okay,
fair. That's
hello.
Fair.
You're here. There's some sort of figure probably cloaked in black running around here, and I thought I killed somebody, but maybe it didn't. But hi.
Hey, that's good information to have.
Do we have more weapons than what I have?
We have Johnny's playbook.
I've got my knife and I've got some darts.
I hold up the walking stick.
I'm going to assume I don't have my gear since I didn't find it, but I don't know what's all in my bag. What I need when I need it. Who knows?
Okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I think at this point, we're probably trying to find whatever the thing in black was. It left, and I pull out the eyeglasses. This. I don't know. Meg, does this look familiar?
Which was not a dead body.
Which was not a dead body. But do these look familiar to any player or monster that you've created, or...
These glasses?
Yes. I mean, do they belong to Chet and Lacey? Like...
Oh, I can't imagine
the big bads of our story.
It is entirely possible.
Well, I know Delilah wears glasses. Morgan wears glasses.
Cast wears glasses.
Alice wears glasses.
Alice.
Oh, we're talking about the cast members. Oh, are these Alice's glasses that have the chains on them? That yeah.
Alice, it's really dark where you are. Can you like turn on the light and show us your glasses?
No, I know Alice's glasses. Yeah. I didn't put it together. Okay.
When they said cast
okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Chain on them.
No, hold on. That means that Alice is either the figure in black that we've been looking for, or Alice is being terrorized.
Or both.
Screamed.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible.
We did hear a scream, which is why I thought it was murder.
Yeah, a scream of fear.
Did they find any glitter so far?
Glitter?
I mean, you haven't got to the library yet.
Damn it.
Glitter's supposed to be in the library, which, like, those books are never going to be clean again.
But, Meg, you do remember that you haven't heard from Alice or Alex in a few days, and you thought Alice was taking time to themselves, and God, we all know Alex needs to, like, have a few days of break.
He's never gonna get them. And if he has them, he won't take them.
Now, is this I haven't reached out, or in a, like, I've tried texting you guys and there's been no response?
It depends on, like, after 3 or 4 days, you haven't seen either of them
there
in Discord.
There's no way in fucking hell that I would let Alex go for 3 or 4 days without any contact. I'm sorry. Oh, that's never happened.
You've been ill.
Yeah.
And you lost track of time.
And you've been having these weird dreams. That have just kind of been distracting you. And you probably did reach out a few times, but you didn't hear anything back, and you lost track of time with everything else going on in your life at the moment.
Is it tech week?
Maybe I forgot. I was about to say, can I say you have described the exact situation wherein I frequently go 3 to 4 days without contacting Alex?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Meg, are you going to share with us? You haven't heard from...
So, these look like Alice's glasses, and I maybe haven't heard from them or Alex in a few days. And it feels like something they would do, put glitter all over the town. But I also don't feel like they would openly try to kill me.
I'm pretty sure it's Tech Week anyway.
Also, they would definitely not kill Adam.
Statistically, it is Tech Week.
Yeah, that is helpful.
It's always Tech Week somewhere.
That's true.
No, but it's encouraging to know. Yeah.
Yeah, an unidentified duo, as far as two people who don't live in Reddington. Did they get isekai'd also?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. If so, they've been here for days.
Meg, do you have that letter? Could you read it one more time? Ish, please.
This letter? This letter? I hold it to Emily's face. This?
Yes.
There's an unidentified. I don't know.
Thank you so much for being the model for our newest community service group, the Reddington Obscured Team Name. That's all one name. I don't know if that's a clue. Mm-hmm. As previously discussed, you and your team will report to Bent Clarton High School at 1 p.m. Reddington Standard Time to work on the restoration of the library after the explosion of a glitter bomb by a yet undiscovered duo.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if it's just Alice and Alex and they're not trying to kill us and everything is okay.
Glitter is such a shitty thing to do.
In my dream, I don't know, Adam, what you remember as well, but like the figure was just gliding. It wasn't like a scream situation.
That's fair. Yeah. I think the same. I'm going to be honest. I focused way more on the like aesthetics surrounding us, but that seems to have taken a backdrop since we've entered town in the actual mystery, I guess it is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're actually like playing the game for real.
I don't like it.
So the question is, how do we draw out and or find? I would suggest not splitting our party again.
No, that was so bad.
Yeah, I feel like our next clue has to be in this library.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, wandering around the school wearing a robe, dropping glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Look, something wants us to be someplace. I say let's find out what it wants by going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Reddington gets you where it wants you to be. That's kind of the rules.
I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. I've worked in a lot of high schools. They're all kind of laid out the same.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a sense of more or less where we're at in this and where a library might be?
I mean, yeah, it's probably closer to like the front. I'd say if you guys are
walking, you're eventually
going to find like glass windows built into the walls, mm-hmm. Door that like next to it's like a little like one point whatever, and library. The library is mostly dark, obscured. The lights of computers, like, on.
Algae, does your backpack have any sort of lighting? Or?
I mean, I've got a cell phone. It's got a flashlight on it.
Ooh. Okay, ML, did
you... Got no reception, but it's got a flashlight.
That's cool. ML, did you grab anything from your van?
No, we kind of just, like, vanished from it while it was in motion, so...
We vanished! We reappeared. Let me see what's in. Okay, and starts pulling at Wendy's pockets again, and then just kind of goes.
Yeah, and
flashlight?
Meg, don't angel wings yourself inside then back, right? Like, be safe.
This is what I need when I need it.
Yeah. I'd say with your pockets, you could probably pull out anything that's pocket sized. So flashlight doable.
Cool. Can I pull out? Hang on. This flashlight?
Maybe not that one.
Damn it. Okay.
You could probably get like a mag light out of there.
Okay. Fair. Valid. Okay.
Okay.
I could be the flashlight holder.
All right, let's creak open this door a little bit more then. Let in the light behind us. Go ahead and let's use both flashlights.
I am using my flashlight to look for a light switch.
Here in with stacked heads like a cartoon.
Okay, yeah. If anyone who wants, they can make an investigative mystery roll.
Yes, please. That's plus.
Sharp.
Sharp.
Gah!
5.
Can I roll a help out?
So fucking 5 again.
You can only do it for plus one person.
Cool. I was going to for Emily.
What does that do for me?
It would let you re-roll a dice, but let me see what I got first.
Okay.
It's a 5 and an 8. That's an 8.
Okay.
I rolled an 11.
Yay.
So, ML, you can get 2 questions. One of those can be, where's the light? Emily would get a re-roll on your dice.
On one of my dice, right?
One of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a light switch or something.
That makes it 9.
Okay, then Emily, you can get 1. Yeah, if you want to find a light switch, it brings the library lights up, but about halfway kind of that emergency mode that schools go into at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see where a glitter bomb went off?
There's no glitter here, Meg.
Damn it.
I the question again is sort of this spidey senses. Of just sort of more is there a person in here? Is there danger, immediate danger?
I'm going to say it's not a person that it leads you to or
mm-hmm.
anything like that. You're actually all of these computers you notice mm-hmm. are frozen on a screen, one specific screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would love to go towards one of these computers then. Sort of asking, guys, cover me, as it were, and see what the screen is saying.
Yeah, let me drop Ooh. What you see.
So prepared.
I'm going to assume that I have Alice's glasses on my forehead at this point.
Okay, well then, do you want me to read
this out
loud?
Everyone has. If you want to read that out loud, you can. Everyone has access to this in the group chat.
Okay, so in fact, it is a Discord screen between Alice and Alex. Shall we do a dramatic reading? I will read Alice if someone wants to read Alex.
Emily.
Oh no! Hold on.
No, I can hear Emily.
I can hear Emily.
Yeah, same.
Oh,
Alice, can you hear me now, Alice?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's Alice that's the issue.
Oh no!
Dun.
Apparently, I have.
Alice is the one that needs to hear.
No,
all
I can
of
hear.
Us.
I can hear Adam. Okay.
Okay.
I can got, hear. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, I'll read Alice if someone wants to read Alex over my shoulders, Tor.
I'll be Alex.
Okay, cool. So, this is a Discord conversation between Alice and Alex. Alice says, hey, did you leave a Wendy line marker when you uploaded Mystery 803? I'm not sure what it's for. There's no Meg lines there.
I don't remember one. Maybe Reaper is rebelling. LOL. The way this month has gone, I'd believe it.
Better not be. It was already acting weird when I loaded up today. There shouldn't be a reason why it's already playing when I log in, right?
I'm going to cross my fingers and hope you just bumped the space bar.
Not unless I did it signing in. Though with the dreams I've been having, that was me saying shit, not Alice, I wouldn't be surprised. Speaking of signing in, did you change the password again? I stepped away and it's locked again. Normal password isn't working.
If the password you want to see, first you must solve my riddles 3. Oh, dear God.
What the
basis of computers and comedy alike. To succeed, you must commit. When life gets you down and all else fails, just do it for the blank.
Alice says, really?
A house, a valley, a playroom, a shelf. You can pose me anywhere at all. But when you're a ghost and need a home, you might just haunt a blank.
And Alice says, seriously, Alex, just give me the password if you want an episode to put it on Friday.
I will say from here, before you go to the next section, the mm-hmm. screen kind of starts to glitch out just a little bit. And what was there before, you don't quite remember exactly while you were reading it out. But there is something new, which is the second portion.
Many okay, like
hold on.
Me.
I'm not there yet.
No, sure.
It's okay. Yep. Yeah, go ahead. I see.
Many like me you'll find in town, though few others share my renown. Small and weak, but trimmed in wealth, my minions labor to steal your health. I've blades that cut and flames that burn, yet offer delights for which you yearn.
Seek me out at your leisure for the magic word to find your treasure.
Treasure.
Kind of a slant rhyme there at the end.
Yeah.
Leisure? Leisure is also a pronunciation.
Oh, that's fair.
Valid.
Leisure.
So Bithall and...
Was it Bithall?
I thought Bithall. I thought shit doll.
Do it for the... I mean...
Do it for the bit.
To succeed, you must commit. Doll. Just do it for the bit.
Bit.
Or Vine.
No, but it has to rhyme with...
But this last one's a closed commit. Rhyme scheme. I don't know what the next one is.
Bit doll. And then hall, probably. Maybe doll?
No, because it's a haunted doll.
Oh, in Reddington
popular.
Dolls.
Yeah,
and
haunted dolls.
And then well, let's see. Small and weak and trimmed in wealth, my minions labor to steal your health.
Steal, but S-T-E-E-L.
Not steel, like steel?
I've blades, as in steel blades that cut and flames that burn.
Cut and flames that burn, yet offer delights for witchy kitchen?
Oh, I was thinking dragon. No. Mostly because of...
Well, it could be a chef.
Do you think Wendy's powers would work looking for Alice?
The Gilded Pheasant!
Bit doll.
Bit doll and the Gilded Pheasant, I think, because it's
oh, bit as in bite?
Few others share my renown. Trimmed in wealth is gilded.
Golden pheasant. Minions labor.
Many like me you'll find in town. There are so many restaurants in Reddington. It's a whole joke about it.
Yep, yeah.
I mean,
and it's magic.
I think. Something.
But it's probably, I mean, we could try Gilded Pheasant, and then I'm wondering if we're going to be sent to Isilda's, to the Haunted Dolls. Although, hold on, you've got a Haunted Doll too, right?
That's not really a haunted doll, and I think it escaped anyway.
Oh, okay.
It definitely did. Like you guys have not thought about that thing in a while, but I'm going to tell you.
We locked it in microfiche. I thought that worked. We did so good on the roll.
Who uses microfiche anymore?
You did do so good on the roll, but like,
we rolled so good, considering the mystery that's coming up.
Barnabas is not the best person to be trying to keep anything trapped anywhere. But none of this is the point right now.
So,
no.
Can we take a screen?
Algie, can you take photos of this with your phone real quick? So we get the whole thing to keep it?
I'm going to take a bunch of photos with my phone. Hopefully they turn out good.
I mean, yeah, you get pictures of a Discord chat.
Cool.
Okay.
A few CRT lines, but that's about it.
So, should we stay here or go to the Gilded Pheasant?
I mean, this seems like the clue we were supposed to get here. I haven't seen anything that we need to actually clean.
Yeah, there's no water bomb.
Bit and doll don't make sense, so Gilded Pheasant seems to be the only lead we've got.
I mean,
if some places are more real than other places, then we're going to places that are, like, real to us as players.
Oh, the Gilded Pheasant, we've done so much there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're missing something here. Like, the whole thing was about a password, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. And it's something
there's a lot of computers here.
No, Alice said something early on.
There's three riddles to get the password.
Right. So whatever they were working on is rebelling. Reaper.
Reapers. I mean, there's not an actual Reaper here, is there? Like a grim one, there's a hooded figure.
Right. No, there's a hooded something, something. Yeah.
If we have to fight death, I'm going to be so pissed off.
And that Alice has been having dreams, like we had dreams. So, and then Alex goes weird, which feels like Alex is possessed or something. Unless
I think that's just Alex.
I was going to say, just it does could this just sometimes. Be Alex.
Really? Alex just sends you
to a haunted dimension sometimes, and it's fine?
I meant the speaking in rhyming riddles, but yeah. Sure.
Wait, so Alex usually does speak in rhyming riddles.
Usually is a loaded word.
I just, hold on, let me try something. And I say out loud, like in an exaggeratedly loud voice, I think that it is good, actually, that our editors have drug us to this weird dimension. Frankly, they can do whatever they want with how hard they work for us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Alex.
Do we wake up at home?
No. I will say, Anyone that's kind of pushing a little too hard into this, though, I need you to make a method acting roll.
Aw, oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Who is that among us?
It's definitely me.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
I got a 10, though. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I got a 9.
I'll do it. What is it? Plus my cool, 1. Plus cool, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a 9.
Oh, wait, no, then I don't... that's an 8. Sorry.
Oh, I have a 9.
I don't think the last one's about the Gilded Pheasant.
I mean, do you have another one it could be?
No, maybe it could be. I don't know. I'm so confused.
The four of you that did... it feels like your characters are providing you an urge that is a little different from what you're feeling. You're trying to poke into this mystery of your editors and what's going on with them and this whole context with passwords and Reaper. And you feel like maybe you need to get to like the Gilded Pheasant to figure out what's going on. You have to solve this mystery of what's taking people in town.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally in one sitting.
Yeah, I'm getting like,
3 to 4 hours.
I'm getting like some serious vibes. We need to not be here any longer is kind of the whole thing that I'm getting. Like, is anybody else like?
Yeah, no, my CC yeah. Spidey sense is saying Gilded Pheasant, find folk. Whatever that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, Fen, I get the feeling that Fen really wants to go to the Gilded Pheasant, but that's also really normal for Fen.
Oh, I just feel times. Like I'm too big for this fucking room, you dig me?
Not in high school anymore.
Charlie just said he was hungry, but I usually want pizza anyway.
You know, I honestly, pizza sounds great.
I do want to, like, if I go to one of the library computers, does it turn on and ask me for a password?
No, all of the computers are frozen on the screen.
Okay, so that's not it.
Okay, so, and we do not have the van, is that correct?
No.
No, that's in a cornfield.
Well, either we're all walking, right. Or well, I'm trying
should take 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah, I mean, there's like,
I mean, as...
There's a not...
Are you guys leaving the library?
Yes. And like as we go out, I'm like, there's a not insignificant chance we'll open this door and be in the Gilded Pheasant.
I mean, there is like that weird ripping noise again, and I do need everyone to go ahead and roll plus cool.
Wow.
So many cool rolls.
That's a 7.
I was told I was an ideal candidate for this mystery.
4.
That's a 3.
That is a 7.
Mine's an 11.
Damn.
I change dice and only roll worse.
Extraordinarily cool.
It's because it's Johnny.
Charlie's back.
I think I found the good dice.
Okay, wait. What did everyone say? I think
7.
Got it.
4.
This is a new setup. I am not hearing anyone.
You're good.
Oh no!
All good. You say in the chat.
Hey.
Oh yeah. We do have a text-based communication, don't we?
We have, like, 2 different forms of text-based communication. Oh,
currently open.
Yeah.
So 1 success, 2 failures, and 2 partial successes.
I'm not hearing anyone. Hold on.
Okay.
So
Mama can't hear us.
Should I
turn the angel wings to Alice?
We can wait. All good.
Nope. What the fuck was that?
Oh, shit.
No. Yes! Alex, no.
Fuck yes, amazing. That's so pretty.
Now, I don't know off the... Meg, off the top of my head, is that one of the clown dolls, or is that the jester that escaped us? What's its name? Calypso.
Is it Dale is the question.
That's definitely not Dale. That is not a Zara? Canadian laughter.
I know there is a doll in Isolde's house that is a clown doll. And I know also Calypso.
That was more like Calypso.
I think it's Calypso.
Damn it.
Because
we locked you in microfiche.
Guys, I don't think we've quite like checked the library for clues. I mean, like, what if there's a glitter bomb somewhere? You guys are like,
we
so
rolled
big.
Maybe
so
we should check
the
microfiche.
No, that's at the news bulletin in the basement.
I feel like I want to do a fucking maze.
Which is a 15-minute walk away.
For you.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, no.
Hi.
I'm a fan of that.
Alice, you sound different.
I don't know what's up with that reaction, Mag. I think I'm a delight.
Today's episode starred
Adam Bailey as Adam Bailey,
Al-Yutad as Al-Yutad,
Emily C.A. Snyder as Emily C.A. Snyder,
M.L. Earhart as M.L. Earhart,
and Meg Griffin as Meg Griffin.